It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here this week. And I guess you could say, with the exception of yesterday, maybe, well, I don't know, soybeans had a really good week, with the exception of yesterday, huh?
We've had quite a bit of good times in the soybean market. Was looking after the market closed yesterday at some charts, and the November soybean futures especially, just this last 3 or 4 days, has gained on the old crop, and we've got a couple of gaps on the chart, which, you know, those things always scare me a little bit, because sometimes gaps on the chart are an indication that the top is getting close. But we have seen the November beans gain on the old crop, and we have seen the corn gain on the old crop soybeans. So we've got some traders in Chicago playing around to the spreads, and but in general, taking the prices a little higher.
Now, when you talk about that activity in Chicago and playing with the spreads, what's the what's the purpose behind that? What's in those traders' minds, Roy?
Well, in general, it's professional traders, it's speculators that trade the spread. Sometimes grain merchandisers will do it, but more often than not, it's somebody that's just looking for some kind of an anomaly in the market that they think is going to correct itself. And in the case of the soybean market, we've had the old crop beans, the July futures, really strong here for quite a while, and the new crop just kind of eating its way slowly higher, and so you got a real steep uptrend in the old crop, and the new crop is a dollar and a half or so below the old crop, so that's called an inverted market, and normally those inverted markets will correct themselves. And so these traders are looking at this unusual spread and saying, well, when that corrects itself, I want to make some money on it, so I'm going to sell July and buy November, and that's what they were doing yesterday.
Do you think that's going to happen? You think the two are going to come together, or what are we looking at for this summer here?
Well, when we see a market the way it has been, let's say in the early part of May and the month of April, where the nearby futures is a lot stronger than the deferred futures, that's normally a very positive sign, and the prices show it. I mean, we got July beans very close to $12, and, you know, 6 months ago, who would have thought that we would see that market running back up that far that quick? In effect, what we have had is a self-fulfilling prophecy, in that the soybean market has been really, really strong since we've had this inverse. Now, when the inverse starts to correct itself, you can say the opposite is true, and that is a sign of a weak market. And so, you know, this might be a time to look at getting some of those beans priced, especially if you're holding old crop in the bin and you see the new crop gaining on the old crop. Boy, that's not a positive sign. And here we are, almost the 1st of June, and that's also normally time to be making some sales.
That was going to kind of be my next question, was, you know, how many down days do we have to have in order for that to mean it's a trend?
Well, I don't have any rule that says it's a trend. I mean, obviously, if it's only one day, like it was yesterday, I wouldn't call that a trend, but that gets my attention and says, ooh, I need to be watching this. If we get 3 or 4 days of the November beans being real strong and the July beans being negative like they were yesterday, then you might want to consider that as one of the factors that goes into making a selling decision. Of course, the other selling decision is, can you make money with new crop beans at $10 a bushel? And I would have to think that most farmers in Nebraska probably say, yeah, they can make money at that.
How about on the corn side? Have we been able to light a fire under there yet?
You know, that corn market just keeps grinding its way higher, but real slowly. And yesterday, while beans were going through this unusual spread situation, the corn market was a couple pennies higher in old crop and a couple pennies higher in a new crop. Nothing really very exciting, but still, you know, considering the fact that we've had some decent planting weather in the eastern Corn Belt is getting some of the crop in the ground, it's encouraging to see the corn market up at all. And again, I think we've talked about this before, that the word is that there's a lot of corn still in the country, and farmers are looking for a reason to sell it. And so to see the corn market even gain anything in a situation like that's very encouraging.
Kind of goes back to our written marketing plan, doesn't it, Roy? You know, is if it's slowly grinding its way up, once it does hit it, why, maybe if it's within a penny or two, you know, it might be a good time to pull the trigger, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the frustrations I've had is I have corn that's hedged on July futures, and I have a target of 30 cents under the July futures for a cash sale, and it got within a penny of that here about 2 weeks ago. And I thought, oh, boy, next day I'm going to make a sale. And instead of going in my favor, it went the opposite direction. Now we're off about a nickel. So these marketing plans are very important. You maybe need to be a little bit flexible. And, you know, I thought I was, I could say I was being disciplined, but I'm not sure whether I was disciplined or stubborn. But the outcome is the same, and that is the market went a nickel away from me, and now I have to hope that it'll come back.
Let's kind of wrap things up here this morning. Any final thoughts and things that we need to watch for here as we get into the month of June?
Well, just that we've had a little bit of rain here in Cass County this last week. Had about a half an inch on Tuesday, and we kind of needed that to get the beans going. Most of the beans are up just a little bit and looking good. The corn, this bright sunshine we've had the last couple of days has really got the corn growing, and so you know, yield-wise, right now, I have to be pretty optimistic about the possibility of a good crop. Now, of course, I'm a dryland farmer, and I know that there's always a summer drought, and we very rarely get through a summer without some dry weather. So
maybe that's something we'll have to hit on in the weeks ahead. You know, if we are making forward sales, how much do we make, you know, how much is safe, and how much do we play with later? We'll have to save that for another program, I'm afraid. But give us your contact information for folks that want more.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
I will be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here on 840 KTIC.